CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa Ambe. First, the main points. The President of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayegi Jibril, called for serenity in the management of Cameroon's national football team while wishing them more wins in their future exploits as he chaired the closing plenary of the second ordinary session of the National Assembly for 2024. The government of Cameroon is poised to boost rice production in the country, whose supply presently does not meet national demand, with challenges like inadequate funding, ineffective agricultural research, and inadequate training of extension personnel, which must be surmounted. And in sports, six Cameroonian athletes to take part at the Olympic Games in Paris, France, are expected to leave the country tonight for the sporting jamboree. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The Speaker of the National Assembly has called for serenity in the management of the National Football Team of Cameroon, the Indomitable Lions. The Right Honourable Kavayegi Jibril was speaking this morning in Yaoundé while chairing the closing plenary of the second ordinary session of the National Assembly for 2024. He also saluted the work done with 12 bills adopted during the session. Several cabinet ministers attended the closing plenary, led by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongote, and other state dignitaries. And to this press release, the Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honourable Kavayegi Jibril, hereby informs the general public that a parliamentary delegation comprised of senators and members of the National Assembly, led by the Senior Vice President of the National Assembly, Mr. Hilarion Etong, in his capacity as President of the Cameroonian branch of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Francophonie APF, took part in proceedings of the 49th session of the APF from the 5th to the 9th of July 2024 in Montreal, Canada. This delegation was made up of the following parliamentarians and senior officials. Parliamentarians, Honourable Lydian Ipube, Honourable Saya Kaigama, Honourable Kabra Libi, Honourable Gabriel Fanja, Senator Samuel Obama Sam, Senator Pierrette Hayatu, Senator David Etame Masoma, Senator Pierre Flambeau Ngayab. Senior officials, Mr. Buba Halidou, Technical Advisor at the National Assembly, Madame Alphonsine Diminia, Chargée de Mission at the Senate. At the end of this meeting, Mr. Hilarion Etong, the candidate presented and supported by the Africa region of the APF, which held its last meeting in Yaoundé from the 28th to the 30th of May 2024, was unanimously elected by acclamation as President of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Francophonie. During a plenary sitting, he was also raised to the dignity of the Great Cross, President of the Council, Chancellor of the Order of La Pléiade, Order of the Francophonie, and the Dialogue of Cultures. This election is a great victory for Cameroonian diplomacy under the strong leadership of His Excellency Paul Biya, President of the Republic and Head of Cameroonian Diplomacy. This will give our country greater visibility on the international diplomatic scene. And this has been signed by the Secretary General for and on behalf of the Speaker of the National Assembly, Essien André Noël. A two-day conclave has opened in Yaoundé, grouping stakeholders in the teacher training sector for a pre-validation on didactic and education programs in Cameroon. The Secretary of State in the Ministry of Secondary Education, in charge of teacher training, Boniface Bayola, urged participants to grasp the skills in order to enable them improve the quality of teacher training in the country. Organized by the Ministry of Secondary Education in partnership with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, emphasis will be laid on the creation and closing date of teacher training colleges, entry profile, and educational institution category. The government of Cameroon has expressed hope that the new three-test algorithm for the systematic testing of HIV/AIDS will contribute enormously in eradicating the pandemic in the country by 2030. The new screening strategy, whose adoption follows results of a study by the Chantal Biya International Reference Center for Research on HIV/AIDS Prevention and Management, was launched by Public Health Minister Manauda Malachi in Yaoundé. Minister Manauda Malachi noted that the three-test algorithm is more efficient because it reduces the risk of false HIV-positive test results. The interim resident coordinator of the United Nations systems has saluted Cameroon's hospitality in housing over 500,000 of refugees. Mr. Siaka Koulibaly was speaking today in Yaoundé during a meeting to evaluate the situation of refugees in Cameroon. The gathering that brought together stakeholders in the sector was chaired by the Secretary General in the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Jean Chofo. And out of Cameroon, France's former First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy has been charged over an election funding scandal dating back 2007 involving cash from the then Libyan dictator Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. Reports say Mrs. Bruni Sarkozy was charged with hiding evidence and associating with wrongdoers to fraud. She's also suspected of concealment of witness tampering and involving in an attempt to bribe Lebanese judicial personnel, among other. Team Cameroon, we now talk sports. Team Cameroon to take part in this year's Olympic Games later this month in Paris, France, is expected to leave the country this evening for Paris, France, for acclimatization ahead of the Games. Six Cameroonian athletes will compete for medals at that global event in four sports disciplines, that is judo, athletics, table tennis, and swimming. And still in sports, the under-20 Lions had their first training session this morning at the CAF Excellence Center in Bakomo ahead of their Central African Football Federation Union, UNIFAC, that kicks off in September. The 30 local players shortlisted by coach Ivan Kemoyne will have their second training session this afternoon at 4 p.m. The first phase of the camping, which started yesterday, is expected to end on the 21st of July. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
After 30 days of intense deliberations that saw the scrutiny and adoption of 12 bills, members of the National Assembly have gone on recess, officially sanctioning the second ordinary session for the 2024 legislative year. The Right Honourable Kava Ege Jibril reviewed the positive outcomes of the work, especially the extension of the term of office of members of the National Assembly. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Bate Tatekwe has more on the Speaker's closing remarks.
The June session of Parliament, which has just ended, was a hectic one for members of the National Assembly. The people's representatives had a forensic probe into and endorsed a dozen draft legal instruments, eight of which had to do with ratifications of agreements. The bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly by 1 year was highlighted by the Speaker, the Right Honourable Kava Ege Jibril, who took a couple of minutes to explain the importance and legality of the presidential move, which is in conformity with the provisions of the Constitution of Cameroon. Drawing a balance sheet of the proceedings, he made allusion to the question sittings and another to scrutinize the 2025-2027 medium-term budgeting and economic programming documents sessions, which allowed for the MPs to question the government bench on issues of national concern, ranging from the production of ID cards and ailing road infrastructure, public health problems and security challenges, to name but those. The budgetary orientation debate, the fourth Congress of Parliament to receive the oath of office of Mrs. Florence Rita Array, member of the Constitutional Council, all featured in the schedule of business. The Right Honourable Speaker, Kava Ege Jibril, noted that calm has returned to what he called the explosive situation that some have qualified as a standoff between government and the Cameroon Football Federation. He hopes that it isn't a camouflage and called for the voice of reason to prevail, as he encouraged the indomitable lions in their subsequent exploits. It is on a note of satisfaction that a speaker announced the election of Senior Deputy Speaker Honorable Ilarion Etong as President of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie, alongside other parliamentarians who were designated into prestigious positions in the organization during its 49th General Assembly in Montreal, Canada.
There is Bate Tato Ekwe reporting. The members of the National Assembly are taking a lot to their constitution, their constituent. Hear them.
Honorable Lawson Tabor, the most important issue was that of the national identity card. This is what touches our population. We are elected by a people and we must be here to defend the interests of our people. I want to say I'm happy with the explanatory note given by the Minister of Finance about it. He says he's still going to sit down with his team and look at it clearly. Where there will be adjustment, they will adjust.
Honorable Akam Martin, the one that interested me most was the one on forestry, which classified forest into four different sections. It introduced the element of decentralization. It is a very good law that will alleviate and provide some solutions to the problems of the riverine population and the people in this area.
Honorable Belane Lukong first. During the session, we have scrutinized and adopted 12 bills, including the extension of the mandate, and I feel that the head of state has done a right decision. It shows that he really masters the socio-political scene of the country.
Honorable Joshua Namange Osi, we had our traditional budgetary orientation debate. On behalf of the Social Democratic Front, I tabled three private member bills as well as draft resolution for the putting in place a committee of inquiry on the Glencore scandal, which was already done back in 2022. I put in a request for a special plenary to talk about the ID card scandal in Cameroon. All these initiatives were ignored, and that just demonstrates how important it is not to have an obese majority by one party in parliament.
Some members of the National Assembly talking about what they are taking back to their constituents after the June session. Now, the June session ends after a full month of parliamentary business marked by the adoption of bills and the scrutiny of government action by the lawmakers. Alban Jembonde makes an overview of session and concludes that parliament played its role of checks and balances.
15 plenaries, 12 bills adopted, 3 question and answer sessions, 4 workshops, a budget orientation debate, and a Congress of Parliament. Among the bills adopted is a new forest and wildlife law, which took about 15 years to fine-tune, and a law on archives, which is the very first in Cameroon. Lawmakers also ratified the bill on the ordinance amending and supplementing certain provisions of the 2024 finance law, which raises the state budget to over 7,200 billion, an increase of 533 billion CFA francs from the over 6,600 billion CFA francs adopted during the November 2023 session of Parliament. Another milestone of this session is the bill extending the mandate of National Assembly representatives by a year, a move meant to lighten the burden in a 2025 election year of 4 major polls in the country. The June session also permitted the Constitutional Council to have a full-strength team with an oath-taking ritual for Madame Florence Rita Arre following the renewal of her term of office by presidential decree of January 18, 2024. It's thus been a full month of parliamentary business during which the life of the nation was put on the table.
Albert Njembonde reporting. The 49th Annual General Assembly, or General Session of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie has ended in Montreal, Canada, with the election of Honorable Hilary Itong as the new president of the APF. He pledges to promote the values of the Francophonie, lay emphasis on the respect of democratic values and the economic prosperity of French-speaking countries. During the elective plenary sitting, Senator Samuel Obama Assam was also voted as the Africa Regional Delegate of the APF, while Honorable Lydian Epupe was endorsed as the first Vice President of the Female Parliamentary Caucus of the APF. Esther Kima, on special assignment in Montreal, Canada, reports on the diplomatic gain of Cameroon.
The new chair at the helm of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Francophonie to steer the affairs of the consultative body is none other than Honorable Hilary Itong, Senior Deputy Speaker of Cameroon's National Assembly, who has an immense parliamentary experience that spans over 3 decades. Consented to by the African region and endorsed by all the delegates from the other 3 regions, he has taken the commitment to pursue the work his predecessor, Francis Drouin, engaged in. As one-time member of the follow-up committee of elections in Francophonie countries, member of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, and SEMAC Parliament Presidents from 2019 to 2023, Honorable Ilarion Itong owes his accession to his peers and to his party hierarchy.
I am very honored by this election. I would count it takes a lot, His Excellency Pondia, for the investiture to accept to invest in me on this motion for a member of parliament.
During the renewal of the 24-member bureau, Senator Samuel Obama-Sam was elected as Africa Regional Delegate of the APF, while Honorable Lidiane Poubé was voted as First Vice President of the APF Female Caucus. The new boss of the APF, Honorable Ilarion Itong, who has led Cameroon's branch of the Assembly since 2003, pledges to give precedence to the respect of democratic values throughout his mandates. Acclaimed in complete accord, the vote for Cameroon rings in the country's prowess in parliamentary diplomacy. An African torch in overseeing how peace is preserved and the extent to which sustainable development is bolstered will be perceived in the next 2 years. Esther Kima, Montreal, CRTV.
And the government of Cameroon has expressed optimism that the new 3-day algorithm for the systematic testing and treatment of HIV/AIDS will greatly contribute towards eradicating the pandemic in the country by 2030. The new screening strategy, whose adoption follows results of a study by the Chantal Biya International Reference Center for Research on HIV/AIDS Prevention and Management, was launched by the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malash, in Yaoundé yesterday. The minister noted that the 3-test algorithm is more efficient because it reduces the risk of false HIV positive test results. Listen to him.
Cameroon's commitment to implement this new 3-test HIV/AIDS screening algorithm is without any doubt a significant step towards our desire to eliminate this pandemic in our country by 2030. Indeed, thanks to improving precision, speed and accessibility, compliance with international standards and strengthening trust, we intend to make a qualitative and serious leap forward in the fight against HIV/AIDS in Cameroon. To this end, I would like to send a vibrant appeal for the mobilization of all forces, stakeholders, whether institutional, hospitals or the communities. It's a constant fight that requires the active participation of everyone.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the National Station. The local rice supply does not meet the national demand, leading to concerns over 507,000 tons gap. The Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development is set to launch an extensive program to address the issue. Bertrand Sumba takes the opportunity to assess the current situation of the rice sector.
Rice is an important food staple in the diet of Cameroonians, with 2 out of 3 households consuming it daily. However, local production at only 140,710 tons falls short of the national demand estimated at 648,000 tons in 2024. In 2023, Cameroon imported 750,000 tons of rice worth 162.5 billion francs CFA to address shortfall due to increasing demand. Market prices have surged, with current cost at CFA 500 francs per kilo and 25,750 a bag of 50 kilo. Efforts are underway to enhance the country's rice production potential, mainly concentrated in the regions of the far north, northwest and northwest, accounting for 94% of production and 95% of cultivated areas. Approximately 23,000 rice farmers have been trained. With government and partner support, they are expected to help bridge the deficit, taking the overall annual production to 750,000 tons per annum by the year 2030.
Bertrand Osumba. The Cameron Rise Expansion and Modernization Company, CEMRE, in the far north region has targeted the production of some 180,000 tons of paddy rice annually as the management of the state-owned agro-industrial corporation strive to attain this. Some constraints and challenges abound, as a far north regional correspondent, Sivasta Temking, tells us more from Arua.
The Cameroon Rice Expansion and Modernization Company, CEMRE, based in Yagua, chief town of Mayo Danai Division, has developed some 13 hectares of rice fields along the Logone Valley in Yagua and Maga with an annual production of about 90,000 tons, basically for the domestic market. However, apart from the smuggling of paddy to neighboring countries, CEMRE faces other difficulties, as its general manager, Fisu Kuma, explains.
The obsolescence and insufficiency of production tools such as plowing machines, those of civil engineering, as well as irrigation pumps, the dilapidated nature of the facilities also constitutes a real bottleneck, which in turn leads to reduction in the area sown and in production.
Some of these setbacks are being addressed by the government in order to step up production.
For making several agricultural tractors available to CEMRE and for the subsidy and chemical fertilizers, the Viva Logan project includes a major component to boost production.
At a time when there is high demand for rice, CEMRE is poised to overcome constraints and challenges for optimum output. Marwa, Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
Officials of the Agricultural Research Institute for Development, IRAT, say the new rice varieties are high yielding and can produce up to 16 tons biannually. Our reporter Angu Henry talked with one of them. In the following, a report presents the new varieties and the production zones in the country.
According to the chief of the annual cultivation section of the Agricultural Research Institute for Development, IRAD, Alain Christian Messe, the two types of the new rice varieties are rain-fed rice and irrigated rice. These include Nerica 2, 3, 4, and 8, which produce between 5 to 8 tons per hectare, and L36 plus L56 with 6 to 8 tons per hectare. The rice production will result in the provision of high-yielding varieties for producers in Cameroon, with up to 4 tons for rain-fed rice and 12 tons for irrigated rice biannually. Alain Christian Misse says the new rice varieties have been tested and adapted in the ecological zones of the country and will be grown in localities like Yagua in the far north, Ndop in the northwest, and lowlands in the west, north, center, and far north regions. The Rice Value Chain Development Project and the Agricultural Research Institute for Development, IRAD, are on the production of 9 tons of pre-basic seeds of the adapted rice varieties and the training of certified seeds production cooperatives in the country.
Ngo Henry reporting. The Cameroon government is strengthening international cooperation to develop the rice subsector. Just recently, the Islamic Development Bank and the Rice Value Chain Development Project signed two memoranda of understanding to boost rice production in line with the national strategy for the development of rice cultivation. In the following excerpt of a keynote address, the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, emphasized that the sum of close to 1.2 billion CFA francs to be provided by the Islamic Development Bank will see the production of 9 tons of pre-basic seeds of adapted rice varieties.
I'm convinced that the ongoing research in the field of rice cultivation will result in the provision of high-yielding varieties for our producer, with up to 4 tons to rain-fed rice and to 12 to irrigated rice. I hope that the cooperative ties that exist between Minader and Minresi through IRAD will further strengthen the rice subsector. On behalf of the government of Cameroon, I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to the Islamic Development Bank for its continued technical and financial support for our development programs.
The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, talking to the CLTV. On to other news, the National Workshop on the Implementation of the Reform on Teacher Training in Cameroon has opened today in Yaoundé, chaired by the Secretary of State to the Minister of Secondary Education, Boniface Bayola. The pre-validation exercise for artistic and didactic education programs will permit the participants to deliberate on the entry profile, educational institution category, the duration and challenges of teacher training in Cameroon. Call it Johnny.
In line with the Presidential Decree 434 of October 4, 2023, that lays the organization and functioning of government teacher training colleges, the Yaoundé Workshop is a pre-validation exercise that will permit stakeholders in the education sector to adopt training programs that will empower teachers.
Njip Adolf, National Inspector, Chief of Session for Teacher Training. The stage of this workshop is to implement the new decree that has been signed for creativity, artistic education. The major innovation of the reforms is having three types of TTCs. We should not only stick on the classical subject. This time around, we have only full A-level, full baccalaureate.
Working in partnership with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, the program is expected to abreast teachers with up-and-coming technology tools for enhancing the classroom experience. Pillai Shamila is the Chief of Education Sector, UNICEF Cameroon.
What we thought of was music, because this has worked in other parts of the world, which we are trying to push forward.
Opening the two-day forum in Yaoundé, the Secretary of State to the Ministry of Education in charge of teacher training, Boniface Bayola, called on the participants to adopt competence-based systems so as to ensure that students are capable of learning and gaining adequate benefits from the education system.
Kelly Jani reporting. And on the sports, six Cameroonian athletes to represent the country during the 2024 Olympics are expected to arrive in the French capital, Paris, France, tomorrow morning to begin acclimatizing ahead of the games that are scheduled from July 26th to the 11th of August 2024. The athletes received the country's flag and encouragement of the state from the Minister of Sport and Physical Education yesterday during the farewell ceremony at the headquarters of the National Olympic and Sports Committee in Yaoundé. Ben Collins Nyeberiwo, in the following analysis, says it's a huge responsibility that has been placed on the athletes.
Participating in the Olympic Games is usually considered as one of the greatest moments in the career of any athletes. For a chosen few comes the added honor of being selected to carry the flag of his or her country to lead the delegation. This often comes with huge responsibility, that of being an example to follow. A standard bearer who leads the delegation becomes an enduring symbol of national values and Olympic ideals, not forgetting to mention an inspiration for the future generation. The three Olympic values of excellence, respect, and friendship should be implanted in the leader for onward transmission to teammates. Team Cameroon will be represented at the Paris Olympics this year by six athletes who will be vying for medals in four sports disciplines. The responsibility to carry the country's flag was placed on the shoulders of sprinter Emmanuel Eseme and judoka Richelle Anita Sopimbela, two exemplary athletes who will carry the flag of Cameroon during the parade at the opening ceremony of the Games in Paris, and who are also expected to lead their fellow mates back to the country after the biggest global sports event that ends on August 11, 2024.
CLTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka Ambe. Here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Malice Natacha Mbang.
Mesdames, Messieurs, bon après-midi. 12 projets de loi examinés et adoptés, 3 séances de questions orales, débat budgétaire 2025-2027 sont entre autres axes majeurs qui ont meublé les travaux pendant un mois à l'Assemblée nationale. La deuxième session ordinaire de la Chambre basse s'est achevée ce jour sous la présidence de l'honorable Cavaillé Guédibril. Tout à l'heure, ce sera au tour du Sénat de clôturer cette session de juin. Diplomatie, l'honorable Hilarion Eton, premier vice-président de l'Assemblée nationale, président de la section camerounaise de l'Assemblée parlementaire de la francophonie, vient d'être porté à l'unanimité à la tête de l'Assemblée parlementaire de la francophonie. C'était en séance plénière ce jour, jour qui clôture également la 49e session de l'APF, ouverte depuis le 5 juillet dernier à Montréal, au Canada. Le nouveau président de l'Assemblée parlementaire de la francophonie, l'honorable Hilarion Eton, est élu pour un mandat de 2 ans. Il remplace à ce poste le Canadien Francis Drouin. Le Cameroun vise une production de 750 000 tonnes de riz à l'horizon 2030. À cet effet, des stratégies sont mises sur pied par le gouvernement pour l'atteinte de cet objectif. Utilisation des semences de qualité qui s'adaptent à l'écologie et à la pluviométrie dans les zones cultivables, modernisation des outils de production, un savoir-faire en matière de culture de cette céréale, des dispositions prises par l'Institut de recherche agricole pour le développement IRAD et le projet de développement des valeurs de la filière riz afin de booster la production locale. Et puis en sport, 6 athlètes qualifiés dans 4 disciplines sportives vont représenter le Cameroun aux Jeux Olympiques Paris 2024. Le drapeau national a été remis hier à la Cameroun Olympic Team au siège du Comité national olympique. C'est la judokate Richelle Anitaso Pimbela qui a reçu l'étendard des mains du ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique, le professeur Narcisse Mwelekombi. C'est la fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté.